Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. T-Mobile in the United States has long been a value mobile phone provider here in the United States. They've done quite a lot to change some of the rules. If you listen to all the Un-carrier stuff that John Legere has helped implement over the last 3 years as the CEO of T-Mobile US, but there's been some different plans that T-Mobile has had that they've not really advertised. And they've been around for a long time. And one that's well known about is the 5 gigabyte, 100 minutes of voice and unlimited text plan for $30. It's been around for a long time. And in fact, I know my wife has had it for about 3 years now. And I just recently took my son, who was just using like a pay-as-you-go SIM, and I moved him to that plan. Now, this particular plan is a bit challenging because you can only get it on a new activation, and you can only get it if you activate on T-Mobile.com. So, fortunately, getting SIM cards to do this is pretty straightforward. But there's no way to take an existing number and move it to this plan without effectively calling somebody at T-Mobile to help you do it. Moving from prepaid to prepaid is fine. And so, I mean, what I did was, every once in a while I see that they advertise either free SIM cards or 99 cent SIM cards or whatever. And so, because kids lose phones and stuff, I usually I order a couple and keep them on hand. And so when this time came that my son needed a data plan, we moved him over to this plan. I had to do a little bit of wrangling I wanted to make sure I was getting conflicting messages from T-Mobile customer care. And I finally read enough stuff on the internet again to say, fine, I'll do it. I'll just go through with it. We'll see if we can do it without losing the number. And it turns out, yes, you can. As I say, it involves you basically go through the sign up process, create a new account with a new number, and pick that $30 plan. And by the way, that's one of the challenges of this plan is you cannot actually change to this plan later. You can only do it on a new activation, and then if you change to some other plan, you can't change back to it. And it's a great deal. And by $30, I mean $30. Period. Now, for the refills, you do have to pay sales tax in some cases, or you might get charged a little bit of extra above and beyond that. But it's there isn't like a whole bunch of hidden fees there. I get my refills through Calling Mart, for instance. And I think I pay a 2% surcharge because T-Mobile, I guess, took away all the margin out of the prepaid minutes. And so it's still a good deal, right? And so that's, and therefore you get for $30 a month now on two per line. And I have yet to find anything that's even remotely close to that in terms of, I can pay a little bit more and get, unlimited minutes or, even maybe more data or whatever. But let's face it, I probably do use my phone more than 100 minutes of voice, but certainly my son does not. He primarily uses data, and then, my wife uses it very sparingly. So, if you go over, it's like 10 cents a minute. So it's perfectly reasonable, for the money. Right. Now there are other plans too. And these came to light, much more recently, but they've probably been around as long or even longer. And these are data only plans. So phone plans that have no voice minutes whatsoever and have unlimited text, but in data. And the reason these plans exist is primarily for people that are deaf, right? That can't use the phone anyway, right? Because they simply don't have they don't have the hearing to be able to use it. So they use text, and these things have been around since like the Sidekick days, I think. So they're probably good that way. But these plans got out because I guess T-Mobile changed them a little bit, or they changed the data tiers or whatever. And so you can get 2 gigs of data for $20 a month. Now the only way you can get these plans is, so they're not advertised, and you can only get them in a T-Mobile store. So you can't, I don't even think you can call and get them. Not that I've tried, but you can go in and get, and so forth. And then they've got data tiers all the way up to, 22 or 23 gigs or whatever. Certainly no unlimited plans here, but, and the only call you can make using the phone app is 911. Everything else has to be data or text. And so if you're looking for a data only, line, that's certainly a way to do it. Now I think with those, it's a postpaid plan. So you have to pay all the usual taxes and fees and stuff. So it's probably, Yeah, so it's not exactly like a standard plan, and so in like this special, you know, $30 plan that I've been using for years, and a lot of other people. I mean, there's whole Reddit threads dedicated to this, and it's so that there's these are the two, I guess, two different ways you can T-Mobile is even a better value, right? I think probably the $30 plan is probably a little bit more mainstream, because you might still need a little bit of voice minutes, and you want to be able to make the odd phone call every now and again, and it's good for that. But $30 for 5 gigs of data and international texting too. I mean, that's a really good deal. And even on a family plan, you're hard pressed to find something that good. And by the way, it's the taxes are not all that variable. It's basically whatever it costs you to buy the minutes, which can be 0%, or it can be a couple percentage points if you use a cell or whatever. But the point being is that it's not like, okay, $30 plus 20%, which is sometimes what some of the taxes and BS fees that they add on. What I'd really wish it would be a totally uncarrier thing to do would be for T-Mobile to expose, and actually all the carriers to expose, how much the bill is going to be before I even agree to sign up for the service and pay for it. They tell you they give you ranges for some of the things to say, it's going to be this. And then it's like, no, I want to know down to the penny. If you can generate a bill for me to tell me when I have to pay it at the end of the month, why don't you show that to me before I even agree to it? And that would be like really transparent. That'd be really awesome. I wish Comcast would do it. I wish pretty much, every business I dealt with would say, okay, show me the actual bill I'm going to pay, because I know the advertised price is not really what it is, but that'd be something for great, like the FCC to take on, but which is kind of why I stick with the prepaid, because I know exactly what I'm paying at the end of the month, and I've got it worked out. And if I don't like the service, I can go switch to another carrier pretty easily. So anyway, a little bit about T-Mobile for this episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.